Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevames Perik Yod Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. So this Mishnah basically is going to continue to explain the previous Mishnah. Eiketan, Hamima Enes Be'ish, that says no to her husband. So it's as if they were never married. And Memela, Hu Mutter Bekrevisea, he is Mutter in her relatives, Behi Muteris Bekrevav, she can marry his relatives. Min HaTorah, husband can't marry the relatives of his wife. And she can't marry his relatives, even after they're divorced. But the Tana is saying, with this Drabanadika marriage, where she says she doesn't want him, it's as if she was never married to start with. And therefore, each one is mutter and the other one's relatives. V'loi pisala min HaKohuna. She's not possible to marry a kohen. She can marry a kohen. But, if Nosan lo get, if her husband gave her a get, in other words, he's the one that said he doesn't want her. He can't just end the marriage by miyun. He has to give her a get. So now we say, no. This isn't as if there never was a marriage. There was a marriage until the time of the get. And memela, she has the halachos of a woman that received a get. As a result, hu asur b'krevisel. He can't marry her relatives. V'hi asur b'krevav. She can't marry his relative. Now remember, even though it said that abanadik a marriage, but Chazal were misakin it as a marriage. And again, upsalom and akohuna. If a ktana that leaves with a get is considered midrabon, that she was divorced, she has to have a divorced woman. A divorced woman cannot marry a kayan. Now, what happens if the husband of the ktana, Nosan Loget, gave her a get, but afterwards, Vechzira, he took her back. And then, Me'anaboy, she refused him. When they were first married, the husband said he doesn't want her. He gave her a get. Changes his mind, takes her back, and now she decides she doesn't want him. She does miyun. And after she does miyun, then nisses la'acha, she marries someone else. Then this armala, that someone else died, she becomes an almana. And is gasha, or she's divorced from the second one. Muteres lachsulai, it's mutter for her to go back to the first one. This is a very big chiddush. Because normally, a woman that was divorced from her husband and married someone else, and then got divorced from that someone else, or became an almana from that someone else, is aser min ha-toira to go back and marry her first husband. Now, a ktana that received a get from her husband, we said, midrabanan, has all the halachis of a divorced woman. So really, if she married someone else, and that someone else divorced her, she should be aser to return to her first husband. Or for that matter, that someone else died, she should be asked to return to her first husband. That's the din with any grusha. But here we have an interesting case. True, he divorced her, but he took her back. And the second time, she refused him. So we're saying a tremendous chiddush. We said before, when a ketana says, no, I don't want him, it's as if they were never married. But here, even though the first time he gave her the get, but because he takes her back afterwards, and the last thing that happened in terms of their relationship is, she did miyun, it's as if she was never married. It undoes not only the second marriage to the first husband, but even the first marriage to the first husband, although the first marriage to the first husband ended with a get. Miyun unravels everything that took place till then. Well, if the miyun undoes everything that took place till then, so she never got a get, she was never married. So I was, even though she was married to someone else in the interim, she can go back to him. But if she was married twice to the first person, but it was the other way around, during the first marriage, Mianabai, she said, no, I don't want him. V'chzir, then, he takes her back, she changes her mind. And now he decides he doesn't want her, and Nosan Laget, he gives her a get. V'nis says, and she gets married la'achar to someone else. V'nis Armela, that person passes away, she becomes an alman. Aynes Garsha, or she gets divorced from the second one, Asura la'achsaloi, she can't go back to the first one. Being that at the end, she left with a get, that was the second thing that happened. She has a din of a grusha that cannot go back to her first husband if she was married to someone else in between. Zeh HaKlal, the Mishnah reiterates. It doesn't make a difference how many times it happens. That's what the Zeh HaKlal comes to add over here. Divorced, took her back. She said no. Took her back. He divorced her. Doesn't make a difference how many times it happened.
We're going to look at one thing. What happened last? The last time they were together, how did the marriage end? Get achar miyun, when she married the second husband. How did she leave the first husband? If Mian came first, then a get, asura lachsla, she can't go back to him. Meyun achar get, if the get was first and then the Mian, regardless of how many times she was married to him, Mian at the end undoes everything that was done beforehand, and therefore, even though she was married to someone else in the interim, Muteris lachsala, it's mutter for her to go back to the first husband. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, if she does Mian, it unravels everything. It's as if they were never married. He's mutter and her relatives, she's mutter and his relatives. She does not become puzzled to a Kayan. It's as if she was never married. If he decides he doesn't want her and he gives her a get, some of the Rabbana, that's considered a get. We treat it in halacha as if she's the grusha. He cannot marry her relatives. She can't marry his. And she can't marry a kayan. But if he first gives her a get and takes her back, and then she does miyun, that unravels the whole thing. It's as if it never happened. It's as if they were never married. And therefore, even if she marries somebody else in between, and that person dies or divorces her, she can go back to the first husband. Normally, a divorced woman that marries someone else and that someone else died or divorced her, she cannot go back to the first husband. That's an iser midiyoraisa. But in this case, being that the first marriage ended with me, and it's as if it never was a marriage, and she can go back to him. Because it's not called going back to him. It's as if she's marrying him the first time. If what happened first was that she said no, then he took her back, then gave her a get, and then she married someone else, and that someone else died or divorced her, she can't go back there. And it doesn't make a difference how many times this happens, how many times he took her back and gave her a get, and she said no. What happened last? If with the first husband, the last thing that happened was Mian, it's as if there never was a marriage, she can go back to him even if she was married to someone else. If with the first husband, the last time they were together, it ended with a get, then the din is, if she marries someone else, she cannot go back to him, even if that someone else dies or she gets divorced. Like any divorced woman, she cannot go back to her first husband. She was married to someone else in between.